Today on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, we'll learn how all parents can help their children find real happiness.
Now you hear this all the time. Well, I just want my children to be happy. Well, if they obey the Lord, that's when you're going to find real joy in life. That's when you're going to find peace in life. If you disobey your parents and dishonor your parents, God says, it's not going to go well with you. You're not going to live long on the earth. Your life will not be good. I can't bless you if you're doing that.
It's the fifth commandment, and it's the commandment with a promise attached to it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you, that it may go well with you. This is a very important truth to learn, and today we'll find out how to make that happen in your life with your parents and in training your children to honor you. The message is called The Commandment with a Promise. It's from Pastor Jeff's new 10-lesson series, Written in Stone, a study of the Ten Commandments. This series is also our appreciation gift for your support this month of any amount to From His Heart. You can get it in the format of your choice. Just go online to fromhisheart.org to get your copy. Now, open your Bible to Exodus chapter 20. Here again is Pastor Jeff with part two of The Commandment with a Promise.
We want to answer the question, what does it mean to honor our father and mother? God says, here, I'm going to tell you what it means. It means to be weighty, to be heavy, to be glorious. That's the word kavod. And when we honor someone, we attach weight to their personhood, to their place, their position. And when we honor our father and mother, we put a value on the position that God has given them in our lives. So very simply, honor is an attitude of respect that endures throughout life. And see, this commandment doesn't have a shelf life. It doesn't say honor your father and mother until you turn 18 and then you're on your own and do whatever you want. No, this is an attitude of respect that we give our parents all throughout our lives. We revere our parents in the Lord. We always have that attitude of respect for our parents. Leviticus 19:3, every one of you shall reverence his mother and his father, and you shall keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. And so we have that attitude toward our parents. They stand in the place of God, so to speak, for us. And we always hold them in such high esteem and high regard. So that's what it means to honor your father and mother. Now, the second question, why is it so important? Honoring your parents teaches you to honor authority. Listen, your parents are not your peers. And parents, don't try and be your kids' peers or your kids' pals. You're their parents. And right off the bat, honor your father and mother. That shows a kid, hey, mom and dad have a position that I don't have. And so it teaches a kid early on about authority. And we honor authority. And so through our parents, then we're to learn the fear of the Lord, because that's the beginning point of everything. And then they learn there is authority that God puts in life, authority structures that God puts in life. You know, when you see people out on the street marching, no justice, no peace. We're going to destroy this town because there's no justice. Anytime you see that, just know this is not of God. Because God is not the author of rebellion. You know who is the author of rebellion? Satan. So very, very important to honor authority, and that's baked in. God says, hey, this is really critical. Honor your father and mother because you need to learn to honor authority. And secondly, honoring your parents teaches you the value of family. The value of family, the importance of family. You think about in the book of Genesis, before God ever established the church, before he ever established education, before he ever established government, he established marriage and family. He established the home. And if you destroy the home, you destroy society, you destroy civilization. Because once the home goes, then everything else falls apart. A community is only as strong as its churches, and a church is only as strong as its marriages and families. Teachers and coaches and educators, they see firsthand what's going on in the destruction of the family because it shows up in the kids, and the kids are angry. There's not this sense of we yield to authority. We may not like it, but we yield to it. And so that sense of family, that sense of authority, that's baked in to the fifth commandment. Hey, what does it mean to honor your father and mother? It means you have an attitude of respect for them. Why is it so important? Because it teaches the value of family. It teaches a child to honor authority. And thirdly, what are some practical ways to do it? God wants us to know practically how to do it. So when we talk about honoring your father and mother, maybe you're saying, well, Jeff, you don't know my father and mother. They're not very honorable, okay? There are a lot of parents that aren't very honorable. But you know, a husband is to love his wife even when she's not very lovable. A wife is to respect her husband even when he's not respectable. We do it in the Lord. We do it as servants of Christ. We do it because the Lord's commanded us to do that. We serve our boss, our employer. Colossians 3 says you serve him as you were serving Christ, not because he is such a wonderful guy, perhaps, or she's such a wonderful lady, perhaps. It's because you're a believer and you're doing it as unto the Lord. And so for a child, we honor our parents. We have this attitude of respect for our parents, not because they're respectable per se, but because God commands us to do it. So here are some very practical ways that you can honor your parents, regardless of how old you are. You can honor your parents. First of all, you can express gratitude to your parents. Express gratitude to your parents. Let them know that you appreciate them. Let them know that you are thankful and grateful for the sacrifices that they made on your behalf. You know, you can do that in a phone call. You can do that in a visit. But I think even better than a phone call or a visit is a letter, because that's something they can keep. That's something they can treasure. You send them a letter that really expresses the gratitude of your heart, and you're thanking them for all that they did for you, and they will read that and read that and read that and read that and put that in a safekeeping space so that they can pull it out again and read it and read it and read it and read it. Express your gratitude. And hey, we started this summer, and so we have a lot of kids who are home now. And that changes things for the summer, doesn't it? When your child is home all summer and maybe no job and I'm bored. What is there to do? There's nothing to do. I'm bored. And we have less of that. When I was a kid, once you went through the four channels we had on TV, it was like, go outside, read it. My mom would always say, read a book. It's summertime. I'm not reading a book. Well, then go outside. Quit beating your sister. You know, that kind of thing. You got to do something. But here's, I read this in my studies this week from Kevin DeYoung. He said, how about this, kids? How about when your mom or dad asks you to do something, you do this chore, you do this assignment, you say, yes, mom, yes, dad, instead of, why do I have to do that? She didn't do it. Now you're making me do it. That's not fair. Don't do that stuff. That doesn't express a gratitude toward your parents. So learn how to say, yes, mom, yes, dad, I will do that. We can express gratitude to our parents. Secondly, we can listen to our parents and heed their counsel and heed their commands if we're younger and we live under their roof. Listening to them. What do we say honor means? To attach weight to be heavy, to be weighty. And when you come before your parents, you're gonna get counsel from somebody who carries weight. That doesn't mean, especially as an adult, that doesn't mean you're gonna necessarily do what they tell you to do or what they counsel you to do, but you want to hear from them because they're further down the road than you are. They've been where you are now. We have to remember that because in most of our lives, our parents are, you know, 20 years down the road from where we are. And so they can tell you things. Hey, you got to watch out for this. You got to watch out for that. I had a problem with this. And if you don't watch it, you're going to have that same problem. I don't want you to fall and fail where I did. And so they give you counsel and we need to listen to them, to hear and to heed their counsel. And listen, in the day and age in which we live, we're hearing from society that we need to let kids decide on gigantic issues concerning gender. And they can make decisions apart from parents to say, well, you know, I'm 9 years old and I think even though I'm XY male, I'd like to be a female and mutilate their bodies and take drugs to mutilate their bodies. And this idea that parents can't get involved in that. How ridiculous is that? Bill Maher, the liberal, he says, you know, when I was a little kid, I wanted to be a pirate. I'm glad my parents didn't take me to the hospital to cut off my leg and rip out my eye. I mean, this is insanity. But we didn't always used to be insane as a society. So how do we honor our parents? We listen to them. We heed them if we're younger, but we hear them out regardless and we get their counsel. Thirdly, we can seek to live a godly life. John said in 3 John chapter 1, verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear of my children walking in the truth. And that's true for a spiritual leader, as John was talking about spiritual children walking in the truth. But that's so true for mom and dad. Mom and dad want to see their kids walk in the truth. They want to see their kids make good decisions. Now, you hear this all the time. Well, I just want my children to be happy. Well, if they obey the Lord, that's when you're gonna find real joy in life. That's when you're gonna find peace in life. If you disobey your parents and dishonor your parents, God says, it's not gonna go well with you. You're not gonna live long on the earth. Your life will not be good. I can't bless you if you're doing that. So as sons and daughters, we can make a big difference in our parents' lives if we live a godly life, if we live a life that brings honor to the Lord, because a life that brings honor to the Lord brings honor to your parents. Proverbs chapter 23, the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise son will be glad in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her rejoice who gave birth to you. One of the last things that my dad ever said to me. Now, remember, my mom and dad, Catholic. So youngest son, Jeff, gets saved senior year in high school, goes off to college at the University of Texas, gets together with godly guys, starts growing in the Lord, joins a Baptist church, horrors to my parents, and then tells my parents, I need to get baptized. You need to do what? You've already been baptized. No, I need to be baptized. I mean, you would have thought I shot their dog. They just didn't understand that at all. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, you know, I appealed to them. I didn't just say, this is the way it's gonna be. They didn't want me to do it, but they weren't gonna stop me from doing it. And then live my life and get called into the ministry and leave my job to go in the ministry. They're scratching their head. What in the world are you doing? And so then I become a pastor of a Baptist church. And they're thinking, what is, he's gone off the deep end. Before my dad died, told me, Jeff, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Hey, when you live your life to glorify the Lord, makes your parents proud of you. And it's a blessing to them. We know that when a child is in the far country to use prodigal son language, breaks our heart. We see our children making bad decisions, breaks our heart. We don't want to see that. I have no greater joy than to hear of my children walking in the truth. Fourthly, practical ways we can honor our parents. We can include them in our lives. Parents like to be included. Now, this is as you start getting older. Now, when you're a teenager, you know, you go from grade school, you want your parents involved in everything. Middle school, okay, I want them involved in pretty much everything. Then you get to high school. Parents are, they become so dumb. Have you noticed that? Well, they just don't, they don't know anything. I remember as a high school student, I would drive by and this friend of mine, his parents, they would mow the yard on Friday evening. And I thought, what a couple of nerds. I mean, Friday is when you go out and they're mowing the yard and he's got on tennis shoes and black dress socks. Nerd alert. I mean, just loser deluxe. That's what kids think about parents. They're just so out of touch. And so we start to kind of distance. We don't want them in our lives as much. And then we get older than that. And if things aren't good with our parents, and some people have parents that are very, very difficult, and they're too controlling, they want to be in. You got to set boundaries, and I realize that. But you always want to include them. You don't want to exclude them from your life. You hear about some people and they say, well, you know, mom and dad, if you don't toe the line, if you don't do what I want, you're not going to see your grandkids anymore. They use that as a weapon. That's not honoring your father and mother. To honor your parents means you include them as best you can. And if you have a father or mother who is bipolar or an alcoholic, a drug addict, you got to be careful with how you do that. But you always want to have an attitude of honor, including them in our lives. And then lastly, we can seek to make things right with them. Hey, maybe you're here and this is a tough commandment because you don't have a good relationship with your mom and dad. Your mom and dad have hurt you. And you give them the stiff arm. You're like, my life is better when I don't talk to them, when I stay away from them. And then you come across the fifth commandment and it doesn't have an expiration date. And you say, I am not attaching weight to my parents. I'm not revering them. I'm not esteeming them. And we don't have a relationship and there is tremendous distance. You need to do what you need to do to make things right with them. I was listening to an interview not too long ago, an interview with Dr. Charles Stanley, who recently went home to be with the Lord. And Charles Stanley has had his share of difficulties in life, big difficulties in life. Pastor of First Baptist Church in Atlanta. I mean, you read about his life, the difficulties he went through in his church, the difficulties he went through in his marriage. But even before that, the difficulties he went through as a kid growing up, his dad died when he was just an infant in the first year of his life, never knew his biological father. His mother remarries and his stepdad is angry and violent and abusive. Charles said, he never said one kind, encouraging thing to me. And he said, the thing that made it so terrible is what he did to my mom and how he was abusive with my mom and how he got physical with my mom. And he said, man, the person I love more than anyone on the earth was my mother and he was hurting my mother. And he said, I was a 12-year-old and one day my stepdad coming at my mother to choke her. And he said, I stood in the gap and I pushed him away. And I said, if you ever touch her again, I'm gonna kill you. Well, then years pass. Charles is a pastor. Charles is in ministry. Charles has his own family. He said he was getting ready to preach on forgiveness and the Lord convicted his heart and said, Charles, you have unforgiveness in your heart. And he said, no, Lord, I don't. And he thought through all the people in his circle and he said, I don't have any bad feelings toward anybody that I can think of. And he said, let's go back. What about your stepfather? And Charles was convicted because he said, I had unforgiveness in my heart toward my stepfather for what he did, not so much to me, but what he did to my mother. And so he said, I knew I needed to get this right. So he went, he and his wife went to see his stepfather and his mom, and they sat down at the table, and Charles said to his stepdad, he said, John, I need to ask you to forgive me. And John said, oh, I don't need to worry about that. It's fine, water under the bridge. He goes, no. He said, I need to ask you to forgive me because I've held on to an unforgiving spirit toward you. And Charles said, I didn't qualify it with because you did this and that and the other. He said, if I had done that, everything would have fallen apart and he would have gotten mad. So I just owned my part of the deal. And I said, I want you to forgive me for my unforgiving spirit. And he said, his stepdad got up from the table, came across to where Charles was, embraced him, and started to weep. And he said, Charles, would you forgive me for all the things that I did when you were a kid growing up? They were so awful. And Charles, he's probably 80 years old when he's telling this story, and the tears are welling up in his eyes as he thinks about that moment. And he said, that was a huge thing for me to forgive my stepfather and to ask him to forgive me. Hey, maybe your mom, your dad's gone. He said, what can I do? How can I honor my father and my mother? You can get things right. Even though they're dead, you can get things right. Look at it again. Honor your father and your mother that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you, that it may go well with you. It's the commandment with a promise, and you can get in on that good promise today.
We've seen today how important it is to honor our parents, no matter what our age. These are thought-provoking and enriching insights for us all today in this message on the fifth commandment called The Commandment with a Promise. It's from Pastor Jeff's new series, Written in Stone, a study of the Ten Commandments. Now, the Ten Commandments are God-given laws that reveal guidance that we must heed. They help us to know how to serve God and also how we should live with each other. They also remind us that we sometimes, or maybe more accurately, most times, discard these truths in our lives. Truths that remind us that we need a Savior and can't save ourselves by just being good. The Ten Commandments open our hearts and eyes to the grace of the Holy Spirit and what God can accomplish in us and through us by that grace. All this month, we're airing 10 lessons from Pastor Jeff's new series, Written in Stone, a study of the Ten Commandments. And we want you to get a copy of this extensive teaching to help you this year enjoy His grace and serve Him faithfully. It's our gift of thanks for your support to From His Heart this month of any amount. You can receive your copy on either USB flash drive, an immediate digital download, CDs or DVDs, your choice. Simply call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go online to fromhisheart.org and make that gift to help From His Heart continue to share these kinds of messages each day on this and hundreds of stations nationwide and worldwide each day. Thank you so much for helping us get the word out that Jesus loves us. Pastor Jeff receives no income from this ministry. He is our chief volunteer. Again, call 866-40-BIBLE or go to fromhisheart.org. Our time is gone for today. I'm Larry Nobles. Thank you so much for being here, and we trust that you'll join us tomorrow for the next lesson in our Ten Commandments journey. Join us on Wednesday when Pastor Jeff will again open up God's Word and share real truth, real love, and real hope from God's heart. Here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more at fromhisheart.org.